A bit about Nadia. I was asking you about your gifts. Was she born with gifts that were superior to others, or was she a worker bee, overachiever? How would you assess that?
Nadia has a special ability to focus like someone I've never seen. That is amazing. And that singular focus, I think, allowed her to be a champion. But in terms of physical gifts, no. There were better gymnasts on her team who had maybe a little bit more spring, maybe a little bit more daring, maybe a little bit more flexibility. But she had the brain power like I've never seen. And she has, even to this day, a fierce determination like I've never seen. She likes to win, doesn't matter what it is. And she's able to will herself to do what she needs to do to win. So in that way, she's gifted. But on the physical scale, you know, she would always be one of the top, but she wasn't the most gifted gymnast out there.
When did she begin her training? Was it as young as you?
She was 6.5 years of age and literally playing on the playground doing cartwheels. And she was invited to join a local gymnastics program in her town of Onești, Romania. It just happened to be that Bella Caroli and Marta Caroli, the legendary coaches, were coaching in that little club. That's where it all started. And that transformed gymnastics. That combination of Bella and Marta and their drive and determination and this hungry little young lady from Romania changed the whole sport.
As much as you've liked the sport of gymnastics and it's consumed you, was there an area of your life that you feel you missed out on that other kids participated in socially and so forth? Did that ever occur?
No, you know, I see it as choices. There's times when I was a teenager that I did realize there were differences. Maybe I couldn't stay out as late on Friday night as the other kids after the football game because I had an 8 o'clock practice Saturday morning. But it wasn't long after that that I realized I was now national champion. I was traveling the world. I remember my senior year of high school, I missed one of our dance, like the Valentine dance, because I was competing in Germany. You know, kids would have the weekend, and then they'd say, hey, we didn't see you this weekend. Where were you? And I said, I was in Wiesbaden, Germany, competing. Like, you're kidding! That's even better than going downstate. You know, it's like the idea that I was traveling the world, it allowed me actually to feel a little bit better that I was making a choice that probably limited the amount of time I could hang out at the mall with my friends. But at the same time, it was opening doors that were otherwise not available to them because of what I was doing. So I never resented that because I didn't think actually being normal was all that great anyway.
But then you get into films. You appeared in 1986, BMX film Rad.
Yeah.
2006, two movies about gymnastics. You played yourself, Stick It and Peaceful Warriors.
Right.
That all came naturally to you, apparently.
Well, yeah, you can tell I'm a talker. I was always a pretty good communicator. But inevitably, when you hit a little fame, you know, the phone rings a few times and people say, hey, let's get this guy, let's put him in a movie or a TV show or something. So you get a few cameo appearances. I've never had that direction that I wanted to do the Hollywood thing. But if the phone rings and somebody says, could you do a part or could you play this, I'd love to do it. I didn't think that that was a career path I was headed on, but anything related to gymnastics, whether it's broadcasting or film, because we have some credibility in the gymnastics world, we often get a call and people say, would you play a part or would you be a broadcaster in a movie about gymnastics because people know I work as a commentator. I'm happy to do all that stuff, but it's not something that I necessarily sought out as a career.
And there was a TV show, Make It or Break It,
mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
Nadia joined you.
Yeah, we did some commentary together. That was a couple of years ago.